July 1st, 1949, WTCN Television hung its broadcasting banner across what was then called the Radio City Theater Building on 9th Street in Minneapolis. The broadcast day was 5.5 hours long. Sign on at 3 p.m., sign off at 9 p.m. with a half hour off for dinner. I was a struggling young announcer, just dying to get into this thing called television. And I did. I literally walked in off the street one day. An hour later, I was on the air. And the next day, I'll never forget my first assignment in the television booth. Arlie was on the air in Studio One with her Around the Town program. I was the nervous announcer. I was cued, and I read the opening announce. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Arlie Haberly's Around the Town. Arlie intros first guest and cues commercial. I read it that way. Well, I kept the job. They didn't fire me. They had no one else. Kraling was downstairs eating lunch. In late 1952, as Chick presented the news, viewers were greeted by this announcement.
Yes, we on WCCO Radio are very proud to welcome the new WCCO Channel 4 WCCO TV.
Now, they're all going to be a part of the CBS network.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that ducky?
Yes.
And the new owners brought Cedric Adams from WCCO Radio.
Good evening. There's a happy household in rural Ramsey County tonight. Happier
Cedric was Mr. Northwest in WCCO Radio. His 10 p.m. radio newscast was heard all over the nation. In 1957, the Russians blasted Sputnik 1 into orbit, and the Ford Motor Company launched the Edsel. I became news anchorman, hoping history would be kinder to me than it would be to the Edsel. And we announced a bold new concept in news broadcasting.
President Eisenhower today named inflation as this country's major domestic problem. He said consumers can help combat it by avoiding reckless buying.
March of 1959 was Cedric Adams' last newscast. The 50s were over, a fabulous decade that fostered television, born, bred, and maturing. It was an age of invention and innovation, and just as radio had done 10 years earlier, television was packing them into the parlor.